Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Hello there. I'm Dr. Beatrix. Nice to meet you. So welcome to our facility, Caring Companions for Sex Offenders. I am the head therapist here at this rehabilitation program for convicted serial child rapists and murderers. I started this program because I was finding that there was no real resolution and care for men like you. You serve your time, and when you are released, the illegal, predatory behaviors would often continue even after time spent in prison. I felt it was necessary to give guys like you a chance to rehabilitate and stay out of the system that works so hard against you. In my program, if you are successful, you will be released to the general public equipped with strategies on how not to offend again, but also learn how to satiate your deep desires in a safer and more realistic way. I believe this is the biggest key, understanding and accepting that you have primal desires to rape and roughly dominate innocent victims. And that's okay. You feel that way. There's ways for us to manipulate those urges into behaviors that are more conducive to you living a safe and fulfilled life outside of these walls. So, you're probably very curious on how this works. What happens is today, you'll be assigned a companion that will be assigned to you for your remaining time here. Think of your companion as your personal fuck toy. That's right. This is a girl that is required to be of service to you. Think of her like a replacement drug, a tool for success, much like methadone is to heroin. This companion will both help you feed your addiction and primal compulsive urges, but also help rehabilitate you. Your companion is strategically assigned. I have dug into your history and observed what your rape victims looked like, how old they were. My goal is for you to be triggered and completely weak for this companion. The difference is that I am here now and here to redirect your primal urges to healthier and safer behaviors. Because here's the thing. We cannot lie to ourselves and ignore the fact that serial child rapists like you can't just quit being rapey. But what we can do is adjust your behaviors. Your companion was definitely chosen based on your past preferences. I noticed that all your former victims were around the 13-year-old range, so your fuck toy companion is a ripe 13 years old. I also noted that you had a taste for pale, freckle-faced redhead, so of course, your fuck toy companion is also red-haired and freckled. Let's meet your companion, shall we? Annabelle, come in, please. Now, meet 13-year-old Annabelle. And yes, if that outfit looks familiar, this is the same school uniform worn by your last rape victim. I wasn't able to pull the actual uniform worn by your victim like I wanted to, because you had ripped it up so badly during her rape. Now, let me explain something about our fuck toy companions we employ here in this program. All the girls, including Annabelle, have been thoroughly trained to take the sexual use that most likely will happen from pedophile rapists like you. You could say she's enslaved to our program, sure, but I choose not to look at it this way. She's doing her part in making this world a safer place. So, your fuck toy companion is here not to just feed into your rapist desires or to be simply snuffed because you got too rough one day. She's going to be with you as your fuck toy companion until she's turned 18 years old. And the idea is that this will cause your pedophilic desires to progress with her age, ensuring that you're no longer a threat to underage girls in your community in the future. You'll also gain strategies with your fuck toy to ensure you know how to brutally fuck her without feeling the need to snuff her out like your other victims. Your fuck toy will never say no or tap out. She's been trained to take it rough and brutal. She is yours for the next 6 years, a toy that you will take care of. Now, let's do our first exercise together and have you get to know Annabelle more intimately. Just so you know, I will be audio recording my notes and observations during this. I've gathered from your files that you most liked to throat rape your victims. So, Annabelle, get on your knees and present your mouth fuck hole. And you, get your cock out and show me how you warm up. Well, I see your penis is not fully erect, but you are entering her mouth flaccid, warming your cock up with her mouth. I'm going to imply that you probably prefer this, forcing a young girl to feel your cock grow in her mouth, her feeling the growth of your erection in her mouth, experiencing your cock swelling in her warm, wet mouth, watching her struggle a bit the more your cock grows. And now, I'm noting that you are toying with your prey, dragging your cock along her pretty, youthful face, slapping it against her. You're enjoying her youthful beauty with your cock, playing with your food, if you will, like a lion and his prey. And might I add that your cock is now fully erect, and you have quite a large penis. Even more so for a young girl with small, tiny holes. And I'm sure this is why you focus on the face raping so much. Being able to look down underneath you, below you, seeing the side of your massive, thick cock muscle dominating a small, youthful face. In fact, your cock is just as long as this 13-year-old's face. And now, you're showing me how you slow stroke into Annabelle's mouth and then throat, forcing the length of your shaft all the way down, forcing her to convulse and gags, enhancing the sexual cock pleasure for you, I'm sure. And I'm sure seeing the imprint of your cock bulging from a petite young neck as Annabelle's adds to the overall experience. The side of your massive cock bulging out of her neck where it shouldn't be. Now, I saw in your file that your victims were throat raped so roughly and brutally that their autopsy showed extreme bruising in their esophagus from sexual trauma. Most would have had damaged vocal cords if they would have survived, and most showing bruising and trauma to their necks from being choked and eventually snapped necks. You lose control on your rape toys, don't you? They're choking and gags leading to increased sexual dominance and force. Seeing the imprint of your cock bulging from their throats, feeling and seeing the amount of slobber and stomach lube just pooling out of her panicking, stuffed mouth. You need to understand, this force and sexual brutality is pure evil. Normally, when something turns men on, they either ejaculate or just do more of what feels good. They don't keep going deeper and getting more and more violent and aggressive like you have. You must like hearing me tell you how evil and monstrous you are. Your throat fucking has increased in speed and force, causing Annabelle, your fuck toy, to pass out. Oh my goodness, patient, please, please release your fuck toy. Stop raping her throat. Is this what happened with your previous victims? They turn into unconscious rape toys, which feed into your brutality even more? Put the girl down, patient. Fuck, you're somehow even more wild and aggressive, holding your unconscious rape toy by her pigtails and impaling her face onto your cock. Patient, please, please, you're about to murder her on your cock. Jesus, you're goddamn out of control. I am absolutely noting that unconscious girls are your ultimate trigger. You've not raped her throat this hard during this whole session, and you're out of control. I'm not even sure you're hearing me right now, consumed with this unconscious girl's mouth, ramming her so hard onto your cock that I wouldn't be surprised you're creating permanent brain damage and to her throat as well. I'm noting from my audio notes that the patient now is holding up his fuck toy's whole body weight by her pigtails. Since she is fully unconscious, she's just hanging there by her pigtails. Oh my God, I believe she's officially been snuffed, and the patient has no signs of slowing down. In fact, her lifeless body has fueled him even more, it seems. The patient has been non-stop impaling his cock down this girl's throat at a speed and force that is unbelievable. Her throat is so little that his cock is bulging out of her neck at every thrust, and it looks like he has started ejaculating down her throat. He is holding her mouth so tightly and deeply to his cock that her face is smashed into his pelvic area as he comes and convulses into her mouth and throat. Oh my God. Wow. Wow. It seems like you're back with me, patient. I've never ever experience anything like that. It's like you were completely checked out and inside some kind of rapist, gooned out bliss stage. Wow, that was incredible. So I have good news and bad news. The bad news is that Annabelle is officially dead, throat raped to death by you. But the good news, I will find you a new fuck toy companion. I will. However, now that I've learned your true triggers, what triggers you into rapist snuff rage, I will try to avoid that. We will try to avoid that. And I won't have your new fuck toy until next week, but I am going to sign you up for a monthly group therapy program. We started this group therapy for rapists just like you, ones that need to learn self-restraint. And what you will do is roughly gang bang a girl for 24 hours without snuffing her. And I want you to think of it like endurance training. Seeing how far you can go with a young slut, satiating your pedophile rapist urges, but without snuff and brutal violence. Just brutal fucking. And as of right now, there are 30 people in this group therapy, and no one has made it to the full 24 hours yet. The current record is just 20 hours, and I'm hoping you can be our new record holder. Losing Annabelle is really a shame, but snuffed out fuck toys are risk of our program. They're risks that we take to ultimately provide full rehabilitation for pedophiles like you. And Annabelle was such a perfect fit, though. Oh, wow. Okay, so patient, it was a pleasure to meet you, and I will see you tomorrow night at the self-restraint group therapy night.